something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is over, but Travis Kelce is keeping himself busy. Kelce has landed his first TV gig. He's a new host of Amazon Prime's game show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Kelce will be quizzing adults on sixth grade level topics for a chance to win $100,000 in prize money. So here's a question. Do you think it'll be a smooth transition for Kelce from tight end to game show host, Steve? What you think?
Well, I mean, you know, you could do it.
He seems to have a great personality.
He can do it. He's been doing podcasts. You know, he can handle that.
Got great personality. Mm-hmm. I tell you who has surprised me.
Who?
Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade has surprised me.
On the cube, the game.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Yeah, he does really well on that show. Really, mm-hmm. really well.
Okay. All right.
And he
balled well, congratulations to Travis Kelce.
Yeah, you know, and I just never saw him in that light before. That's why I'm saying I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. He does really well on that show, man. Because he's like always was one of my favorite ball players. You know, I just never saw mm-hmm. him. I love D. Wade's game, you know.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, someone else who has surprised you from time to time, your nephew Tommy.
That was a segue right there.
Right.
Tommy, you have big news to share with us about your show Ready to Love on the OWN Network. So what do you have to tell us before you tell us, Dave? We need a drum roll, please.
Let's go, baby. Drum roll. Get ready. Ready to love. Next stop. It's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
It sounds like Philly to me.
Yeah,
all right?
That's going
to
be sweet.
Get ready, nice. Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Ready to Love is coming your way. So if you're looking for love, ready for love, all right, it is coming your way. Get signed up. Oh, my God. It's coming to Philly. I can't wait. I will be there.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Just out of curiosity, has anybody from the show over the years, like, made it, stuck, got married?
Got married, yes. Yes. I got a couple that's gotten married. Yes, sir.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's working.
That's cool.
It's working.
Woo! Get your cheese steaks. Come on, Philly.
That's going to be nice.
The next stop is Philadelphia. I'll be filming in Philly this summer. So
nice.
If you're looking for love out of Philadelphia, all you single ladies out there, single men that's looking for love, y'all get ready, man, because we coming to town. Sound like Philly. Ready to love Philadelphia.
And make sure they're single.
Yeah, we're going to make sure of that.
city of brotherly love.
We have had some people come in. We have had some people come in for the interview.
Right.
And you looking at them, you're like, you know what? I think this person going to work. This going to be all right. And then they say, we need to hurry. I got to get back. My wife and kids waiting on me. What?
A whole family.
No, you married? Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, man. Get your ass out of here.
Well, congratulations, Tommy. You're doing a great job already. Love. We appreciate it, and we love the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, that's
Billy.
Good news. All right, well, moving on. This might be debatable. In a recent interview with People, actor Michael J. Fox said that celebrities that became famous in the 1980s were tougher than present-day celebrities in regard to being famous back then. Fox said, well, you had to be talented. That helped. We were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that crap. We were just famous, left to our own resources. And it was an amazing time. So, Steve, having been a celebrity a very long time, do you agree with him that celebrities from back in the day?
I started in 85. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really a celebrity in 85. I had just got started. So I didn't experience being a celebrity. Well, I started building, thinking about it, but I didn't really start being a celebrity. My first taste of celebrity was the Showtime at the Apollo. That was the first deal.
Show your love.
You know, and it was very light then compared to now. Mm-hmm. And there was no social media. There were no phone cameras. You know, so, you know, it was just different, man.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Was he shading when he said, first of all, you had to have talent? Was that some shade for Michael J. Fox?
Michael J. Fox.
No. I mean, really, you know, it's just like music. I mean, it's just like music. You know, back in the day, you had to really be able to sing, man. You really had to have talent. Well, now they got auto-tune. They got all these algorithms they put on you and make you a star. Then all these one-hit wonders. Man, your ass had to have it back then.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Now, because of YouTube and Facebook and live YouTube, you got live Facebook live. You got everybody got TV show now. You know how many people got podcasts because they think they should have a TV show? Which proves you how many people don't need a damn TV show.
Or podcast.
I remember you always said that.
Seriously, man. Yeah. It's horrible out there. If you look at the landscape, I got a podcast. Damn, ain't they got that thing on every phone? That little triangle on every phone? Anybody can have a podcast. It's very few good podcasts. It's very few. And then it is exposed how people try to get their fame by shading somebody else. All these podcasts with all this negative content. You think that's the way? I don't know. Did not Wendy Williams teach y'all nothing?
There you have it.
Man.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. So Michael J. Fox may have something there. They were tougher.
And if you're a male version of Wendy Williams, I'd just be looking at you like, man, what you doing?
You're going to do it on Friday, huh? You're going to go and do it on Friday.
Because you got your own podcast. You better say what you want.
All right.
Go on and do it on Friday.
We'll end it right there. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after, imagine getting a job as a pro basketball player and the team's mascot, the mascot, makes more money than you. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.